Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake, as always, and my co-host, Bill. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you still call it, at LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS, and the number 5. Right now, Bill and I are recording during Thursday's halftime game, or halftime of the Eagles versus the Giants. What do you think of the game so far?
I'm a little surprised. I did not see this halftime score of the Giants leading.
No, I don't think anyone did. I mean, 20-17, Giants are leading. I mean, Dart, he's just always off to the fast start and having a great game.
He looks like he was the quarterback to have in this draft.
I liked him from the beginning because he gave you that rushing upside and, you know, 38 yards and a touchdown rushing. And, I mean, he's 10 for 13, 127 with one touchdown as well.
The Giants may have finally found their man.
After all these years after Eli.
And next year they'll get Neighbors back, so.
Yeah, I wish those two were paired up.
It would have been fun to watch.
And then even Jalen Hurts is balling out passing wise. Like, he normally does not throw more than 200 yards. He's 14 for 18, 164, and one score.
He's proven
throwing. And then he also has a rushing. He does have a rushing touchdown, too. I mean, they had four straight tush pushes to score a touchdown. And this was from like the 5 yard line to the 3, yeah, to the 2, to the 1, to the end zone. It's like, Jesus.
It's not pretty, but they get it done.
What do you think about Dallas Goedert? Man, he's part of that offense right now.
He is like his boy this year. He had like five receptions in the first quarter, I think.
Yeah, he's got in the first 20 minutes, he had 5 catches. Yeah, he's got 6 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown. That's crazy. 7 targets. Wow. But AJ Brown finally.
Hey,
5 catches, 73 yards. Hey, he's back, baby.
This week.
He's back, everyone. But thanks for joining our show today. As always, we're getting our start sits of the week for week 6. Can you believe it's already week 6 though?
Like, it's going fast.
It feels like it's going to be Thanksgiving pretty soon. You know, it's coming up shortly. Then Christmas, and then damn, we're out of football already, you know. But yeah, we'll do our sits of the week for week 6, 4-leg anytime touchdown parlay, and doing our pick segment, which Bill, you're gonna be happy about this because you whooped my butt last week.
All right.
Yeah. I had a bad week, but nonetheless, you ready to get into it, Bill?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get fantasy. First, though, before we get into it, how was your week 5? I mean, you gave me a butt whooping in our dynasty league, and
yes, yeah,
I'm not proud of that because I was the third highest scoring, and pretty sure you put up the most points in that league ever.
Yeah, I did. It was, and that wasn't even an optimal lineup. I had Kroski Merritt on the bench.
Yeah, and then you said, what, Bucky Irving's out.
Irving was out, and I still have Rice on suspension, so.
Yeah, you beat me by, like, almost 100 points. It's ridiculous.
Hell yeah. Like,
that helps for overall.
Yeah.
Well.
Overall, good week.
Let's talk about injuries for week 6, though. I mean, geez. Talking about injuries, you know, Bucky Irving did not practice again today for Thursday.
I don't think he's going to play.
I don't think they will either. I mean, White had a pretty decent day on the ground last week and caught the ball well. Why not ride him out? Tonight's game, Darius Slayton didn't play. It sounds like Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall are not playing, and then Juwan Jennings is still yet to practice yet.
I don't see any of them playing.
No, I mean, hell, they beat the Rams last week. Come on now. Is it another big week for Kendrick Bourne?
I don't see why not. I don't know who else they're going to.
442 yards, 48 yards on 14 targets.
Playing Tampa, they're going to have to score.
Yeah, so. That's your second favorite team. Speaking of Tampa, Mike Evans is out still. He is questionable, but he's still out. Kyler Murray, questionable, did not practice with a knee injury. I mean, I know he went back into the game. I'm just surprised he hasn't practiced limited at least, or hopefully he logs something tomorrow. But I don't know if he actually even plays. After that whole issue of fumbling and everything else.
If he does play, is he mobile?
Yeah, that's another thing. How do you feel? I got to ask you. How do you feel about the Cardinals coach getting fined $100,000 for, I guess, hitting his player or yelling at him? I
don't know. It seems a bit much.
I think so, but at the same time, like,
you got to set a standard.
Yeah. But I just think, like, he wouldn't have even made it on the goddamn bus. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you. I don't know how he's still even on the team. I'm still preaching that. I mean, he screwed me out of $90 in a parlay. I was talking to another guy that does a lot of big time betting, and a guy that he gets a lot of his picks from lost like $16,000 because of that. I'm like, with all the money that they put out there, he's a big time, like, high rolling gambler, but $16,000 because of that little flick. I mean, just run straight through the end zone. I don't know. Yeah. Beat Barry Sanders and give the damn ball to the ref after you walk across the plane. Moving on, I guess.
But we've seen it before in the NFL where guys have done that.
I mean, ask the Colts twice in 2 years. Thanks, Jonathan Taylor and AD Mitchell last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever it was. Moving on with injuries, though. Darren Waller, hip. I'm assuming that he's going to play. He's just an older guy. He's always going to take those rest days when he can. And he's looking actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, I was a little shocked by that. I thought we might have been a one-game wonder, but hey, I was wrong on that.
From the rap booth to the field. Chuba Hubbard probably won't play. I mean, especially with Rico Dow going over 200. I see him playing.
I didn't see that happening.
No, not at all. That was not my bingo card.
Now he gets like a revenge game. We'll see what happens there.
Yep. I mean, another high-scoring game potential. Kayvon Turpin did not practice. Lamar Jackson, I don't think, plays again as well. Hamstring did not practice. Kelvin Austin. So
downhill.
Yeah, that whole team. Kelvin Austin did not practice, probably won't play. Brock Bowers still has yet to practice with a knee injury. I don't know what to think about him.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I think there's more out there after week one, and he played like two or three games on it, and then all of a sudden sat last week and possibly this week.
There's got to be something going on because he just hasn't looked right this season.
No, and Geno's look like ass too, but
yeah.
But what about St. Brown popped up with a wrist injury, has not practiced either.
I did not see that one.
Yeah, he's not played yet. And then Chris Godwin, shin, did not practice yet. But
that's surprising.
I figured that would be just more rest maintenance.
Could maybe see Lou Isaac Tesla this week?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, if St. Brown's having a hard time with the wrist, and we seen last year with Tyreek Hill, you know, battling a wrist injury or what was labeled as a wrist injury, who knows? But I mean, other players, though, also Justin Fields, full practice. Alec Pierce, full practice. Juwan Johnson, limited practice. Same with Elvin Kamara. Tootin, limited. Quentin Johnston, Spears. Coker, I'm very high on him.
I think he plays it. And I've been thinking about this all day. I think he has an amazing game this week.
I do, too. He is full practice participant today, so that's a big news. And then Jaylen Warren, Zay Flowers, Christian Watson, limited.
Yeah, I've been kind of eyeing that one.
I mean, that's another guy that you could possibly pick up right now and just stash on your bench. And then Xavier Worthy, full participant. I'm guessing that he's going to be playing as well, so...
I mean, if you're going to bring back Watson, Cincinnati would be a good game to bring him back in.
Or, just have him just do 10 plays. Yeah. You don't have to play him much. Just 10 plays, stretch it out. But then again, do you want to do the Jonathan Brooks thing? play him, and then all of a sudden, whew, there goes his ACL, and he's out for another year and a half, 2 years. Year three will be his year. Whew. But before we get in our starts and sits of the week, let's take a break and hear from the Podfather.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now the NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any six guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their six favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick Six Super Slam. The Quick Six Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at Fast Draft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yeah, go ahead and use our promo code Lewis. Is L-E-W-I-S. We always submit ours six. So do you remember your three that you messaged me?
For this week?
Yeah, for this week.
Yeah, I know my three this week.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got Javonte Williams for Dallas. I think he has a big game against Carolina. Puka, yep. Probably another monster game. And I think Drake London has a huge game this week.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we had a switch out for ours because Drake London does play on Monday. I think you said Jonathan Taylor.
And then Jonathan Taylor. Sorry. Yeah, I did.
No, that's totally fine. I just
Taylor's just been like
him and Puka. You can't go wrong when you have those two.
They're almost matchup proof right now. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, and then I have Ash and Jainty. I think he's going to come on big against who they play and
Raiders, Titans.
Titans, yeah. And Titans, I think, have allowed the most rushing touchdowns of any team, I think 10 this year. Christian McCaffrey, I mean, again, he touched the ball like 30 times last week, and he's just always going to be that target hog. Yeah. And Josh Jacobs against Bengals, I mean, I think it's going to be a great game.
I think he at least gets one.
He's got to fall in the end zone. But let's get into our start sits of the week. Bill, kick it off. And obviously, these are mid-tier guys.
Yeah, they're dart throws at this point.
All right, kick it off.
QB, I've been back and forth all week. I think I settled with Penix for Atlanta. He had the bye week. They're at home playing Buffalo. He's going to have to score some points. I think he's going to go to London a lot. I could see him having a big game. A bonus one is if Coker does play, Young might have a nice game. If they can't run, if Rico Dowell is just that 1 week guy and they can't run against that Dallas D, they're going to have to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Running back, I picked Bill from Washington because I sat him last week in fantasy, and that one hurt, but I think he has a big game against the Bears.
Yep.
He seems like he's the goal line guy.
I think he's the guy.
I think he is pretty much the guy at this point. Wide receiver, I'm going with your pick last week. I'm picking Bond. Yep. I think he had a good this week. And like we were talking earlier, if Coker does play, I have him in one of our leagues. I might start him. I'm not sure. And then tight end, I'm going to stick with that same game. I'm going to go Fannin.
Okay.
With Cleveland. As much as I'm not sold on Gabriel yet, he could have a nice game this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Michael Penix has been good with Drake London. I mean, before they went to the bye week, they just went off for 100+. And this is another get right game, hopefully, for him. Isaiah Bond, I mean, I'm always a fan of him. I got him in like four of my leagues, and he's starting in all four of them because they're facing the Steelers, right? Yeah, they're facing the Steelers.
Yeah.
They're phasing out Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, and he's non-existent at this point.
He had eight targets, like I said on my show on Tuesday. He had eight targets. And they're forcing the ball to him.
You know,
and three of those targets were in the end zone on separate drives. Just imagine if he caught one, two, maybe all three. Now he's the top 10 receiver that week. Like,
you know, sometimes it just comes down to a quarterback likes a wide receiver. He might not be the most talented on the team, but if that quarterback likes that wide receiver, that is what it is.
And the big thing is, again, he signed as a second-round undrafted free agent for second-round draft money.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I think he's going to be a baller this week as well. Well, for mine, my quarterback, Matthew Stafford, against the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens are just terrible. And Matthew Stafford is like first for passing yards with over 1,500 already. He's averaging over 300 per game, 11 touchdowns. He's had two in pretty much every single game, if I'm not mistaken, so far. Three in the last week, 2 weeks each. He's just balling out. I think it's an easy call. Start him. Don't make it weird.
Yeah.
Running back J.K. Dobbins. I mean, it's so hard because there's so many guys that were like, oh, this guy's an obvious choice. This guy's an obvious choice. And then you took Kroski Merritt. So Jets, I don't think they've been that good. And then on top of it, Dobbins has getting 15 to 20 carries a game.
I mean, he's not doing anything to not have that job at this point.
Oh, exactly. And then Harvey hasn't really been even getting much touches, four or five, maybe a game. But when J.K. Dobbins is getting 17+, and he's scoring, and he looks good.
It looks like they're trying to get Harvey like some receiving work at this point.
Yep. And then, of course, Matthew Golden. He's got to hit this week against the Bengals. Building. The Bengals are terrible, and you're coming back off a bye week. How do you get your rookie straight? You go against a crap team like the Bengals, and you throw them a deep ball and just say,
"Yeah,
Jamar Chase on the other side, this is Matthew Golden. Welcome to the league." And my tight end, Jake Tongues, for the 49ers against the Bucks. It's going to be a shootout, and last week he had 11 targets, caught 7 for 41 and a touchdown. He's been really good for the 49ers since
Kittle
is not there currently. And he looks like the guy again, especially since we already said the other three are probably not playing, and Purdy and Jennings and Pearsall. So start Jake Tongues. What about your sits of the week?
I'm going out on some limbs here.
I've seen that.
yeah. Everyone's going to think I'm crazy on this one. I might possibly be crazy, but not that I would so much sit him. I might lower my expectations on Dak. for the simple fact, I think they're just going to try to run the heck out of the ball this week against this Carolina D. And if Carolina somehow is able to run too, you could see a real low scoring grind them out game, possibly. So I'm going to be a little wary of Dak, but if you have him, you're probably going to start him, but I'm not quite sure on him this week. Chase Brown against the Packer D. He hasn't done anything this year. And I don't see him getting going against the Packer D this week. And if they're way behind, they're not going to run it either. They're going to have to throw it the entire game.
With 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
And then I like the Dallas running game this week. I'm going to go with Pickens too. Like, I don't think he has a big game against that Carolina pass D. And then tight end, I'm going Kyle Pitts. It's because Buffalo does seem to play the tight end fairly well. And he seems like he's still kind of hit miss week to week. And I'm not sure what to make of Pitts still. He's better than years past, but
yes,
he's just never lived up to that expectations we all had a few years ago.
I mean, if you hit on these, congrats. Like, I'm going to shake your hand. Like, some of these I'm just weary about, like, just because.
There was like obvious guys, but I'm like, I didn't want to go there. I'm like, let's just take a risk. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do though in this calling of it. For mine, I got Kyler Murray originally without even the injury. Now with the injury, who knows if he plays again? We come up with these show sheets beforehand, but he goes against the Colts. The Colts have picked off every quarterback at least twice in each game so far this season. The Colts defense has looked really well. And Kyler, after last week's game, man, I don't see it.
I wonder if Arizona's going to get to the point where they just realize Kyler's not ever going to get you there.
He's just not. So I'm not starting Kyler. Running back, DeAndre Swift against Commanders. Commanders have actually been pretty good against the run. And Swift, you know, they're coming off a bye. Maybe they get Kyle Manungai more involved too in hitting the, you know, the run game as in. And they don't really allow many pass catches to the running back position. The Commanders, I think only 4 per game. And if he can't get those, all of them, I don't see him having a big game. Travis Hunter is my wide receiver to sit against Seahawks. Seahawks actually have been pretty decent against the pass. Witherspoon is nursing a knee injury, so who knows if he plays, or a hamstring. I can't remember exactly. But nonetheless, I think Seahawks are going to shut him down. But also, who knows about Trevor Lawrence? I am so mad last game. I don't understand how he got what he got. I mean, the tumbling over his own guy's foot and so wakes up in the end zone, you know. And then the 1 yard tush push, I don't understand. It's a tush push. Don't reach the ball over. And then you fumble at the 1. Still can't believe it.
Strange game.
And then my tight end, Sam Laporta against the Chiefs. I'm going on a limb here. And the Chiefs have been so damn good against the tight ends. I think the last 3 weeks I've took where Casey has faced and just benched him, and I've hit. So I got to stay this course. Bench Sam Laporta this week.
And say, I think Swift is only averaging like, what, 3.5 yards a carry. It's not good.
No, it's not. I mean, unless if something happened with their bye week, I don't see him having a good game either this week, so I'm benching him. That is our start sits of the week for week 6. Let's do our 4-leg touchdown parlay and then our pick segment and get on out of here, watch the rest of this game, and cheer on our beloved Brewers.
I don't know how I know the score right now.
Well, you could name your 2 and I'll just peek at it.
I got Javonte Williams getting TD for the Cowboys and Puka getting at least 1 for the Rams.
Yep, and then for mine is Ashton Jeanty and Kyren Williams. I think both of them will score.
Yeah.
Puka and Kyren. I mean, it's going to be a shootout game. So I see a big score coming. Let's get into our picks. And this is what I said pre-show. You're going to be happy. Last week, you were 9-5. You caught a lot of upsets, and I'm kind of pissed about it.
Well, you know.
Like, some of the games, I'll just go back real quick. The Saints, you said that is the best 0-4 team that you've seen. They beat the Giants. You said the Broncos over the Eagles. You said Panthers over the Dolphins, and you said Texans over Ravens. And then you also picked the Titans over Cardinals. Man, I went 3-11 last week. Woof. Overall record, I'm at 50-28. And you, my friend, are at 47-31. You made a huge comeback. I'm still leading, but nonetheless, Jesus.
A long season.
Yes, definitely. We'll go through the games. I'll give you my picks again this week. I think it's only fair, even though you kicked my ass last week. But Eagles, Giants, I'm guessing you said Eagles, right?
Eagles.
Broncos, Jets.
I got Broncos.
Yep, me too. Cardinals, Colts. I have Colts.
Colts.
Yep. Chargers Dolphins is an interesting one, but I did take Dolphins at home.
I got Chargers.
Okay. Patriots and Saints. I have Patriots this week.
I have Patriots.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought you were going to go home team Saints.
Yeah, it feels like May has found his receiver in Diggs at this point. So
yeah, that's another guy. If you have him on your team, start him because he's looked great the last 2 weeks. He's
become a target monster.
Mm-hmm. Browns and Steelers. I have Steelers.
I have Browns.
Okay, you're thinking Dylan Gabriel is going to get his first win?
Possibly, yeah.
Cowboys, Panthers. I have Cowboys.
I have Panthers in another upset because I think Jalen Coker plays.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of wondering what Young looks like with three healthy wide receivers.
Well, I mean, also, we all know if it's going to be a shootout, Young can have a big-time game and be a top 10 quarterback this week again.
He could run one in, too. So
true. Seahawks, Jags, I have Seahawks.
I have Seahawks because I still don't believe in Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I don't even know how they pulled off that episode against KC. Rams, Ravens, I have Rams.
Oh, Rams.
Titans, Raiders. This is actually a good one, but I have Raiders.
I have Raiders, too, just because I do think Genty has a huge game.
Yep, me too. That's why. 49ers and your beloved second team, Buccaneers. I took Buccaneers.
Oh, Buccaneers.
Packers, Bengals. I took Pack.
Packers.
Lions, Chiefs. I took Lions.
I'm taking Chiefs because it's at Kansas City.
Whoa, you of all people, I did not expect that because I feel like you hate the Chiefs.
I have Patrick Mahomes on both
teams. Bills and Falcons, I have Bills.
I have Falcons.
Uh-oh. I just don't see Josh Allen losing two in a row. Bears and Commanders, I took the Bears in this one.
I have Commanders.
All right. We got some flipped.
Yeah, I got some flips.
I mean, I better win them, but but yeah, that is our pick segment. Man, I don't really know what to expect from this week. Last week, I felt like it was just all upset games overall.
I mean, even looking at all the games, like every game's point spread is like 45 points. Like it's all kind of... I don't know. It's just weird this week.
Well, and then even this game right now, Giants are winning 27-17. Yoof.
Oh, they scored again?
Yeah. Cam Skagboo's got two rushing touchdowns.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's playing really well, actually. Scabu, I think.
Must have been the new gloves.
Did you see that? Oh, my God. Give me some gloves.
I don't think the gloves were the problem on that.
Yeah, you just put the ball on the ground. He's got 12 rushes, 51, and 2 score.
Any catches?
No, he's got 1 for 4.
Okay.
He's making his way down. But nonetheless, that is a wrap of today's episode of Fantasy End Zone. Good luck to everyone in their week 6 matchups. Remember, we do have another game overseas. And we got 2 fucking games on Monday night again.
Again? NFL,
can we stop this? Like,
it's too hard to watch 2 games on a Monday.
It's so stupid. I hate it. I mean, I like watching them, but I hate it because at the same time,
it's hard to watch and it takes away from Sunday.
Oh, it takes another full game away from Sunday. And then also, I got to work at 3, or I got to wake up at 3 a.m. I don't feel like staying up till 11, 12 o'clock watching the last game finish. No. I'm sorry. It's just not something I enjoy. But NFL, take it away, please.
They play,
but nonetheless,
they could.
I mean, even now they got the overseas game. So Sundays, you're expecting me to wake up early to watch football, and then Mondays stay up late, you know. But yeah, I'll make it work though, regardless.
Yeah, we'll still stay up.
Right. Be sure to follow, like, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and give us a review. That helps us, helps grow the channel. And I will be back on Player Profiler Now Plus channel on Tuesday night. So tune in for that. Follow me on Twitter at LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. Bill, you got any final words?
Go Baker Mayfield, MVP. I called that at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that's your MVP. I mean, I did not expect Matthew Stafford to take it away from him, though.
No. Just wait.
Just wait. All right, we'll see you fantasy heads next week. Till then, peace out.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.